And what do you like about reading, Crystal?
I like when I find a good book and it's basically a guaranteed bad night's sleep. It's the best bad night's sleep I'll ever have. And what do you like about reading, Andrew?
Same type of thing. I like reading and you're starting to fall asleep and you get like the heavy eyes and you kind of fight it and then you read the same page over again and you get the heavy eyes and your eyes snap open and it's like 2:30 in the morning and you've lost your page because the book's somewhere else.
Or you just drooled on it and it's
just
ruined.
Drooled on it. Exactly. Well, everybody, welcome to the Goldilocks and the Three Cares podcast, where we take a look at a self-published work with what's too hot, what's too cold, and what's just right. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Crystal.
And Crystal, it must be the week where we spring ahead because we both had stories about how tired we are right now.
I would agree with you. Yes, that is an accurate statement.
The good news is the book that we read is the opposite.
Yes, it definitely keeps you awake for more than one reason.
And what did we read this week, Crystal?
This week we read Whiskey Sour. It's a Jacqueline Jack Daniels mystery by J.A. Conrath.
Now, this is a little bit out of what we normally read. It's a different genre, isn't it?
Why, yes, it is.
And what is it?
It's, as stated in the title, it's a mystery, but I would classify it more as a cop drama meets thriller.
Without any spoilers, give us kind of the beats of the story.
It is about a 40-something-year-old woman named Jacqueline Jack Daniels.
We're going to talk about that in just a moment.
We are going to talk about that, yes. We will return to that. And she's a cop in the violent crimes unit. And we start off our story with a murder found outside sort of a 7-Eleven. And it has the markings of a serial killer. And it's basically the story of how Miss Jack Daniels tries to catch the killer.
Now, for this genre, this is a little bit different because it's a female protagonist.
Yes, that's right. Jacqueline, or Jack Daniels, and I'm going to refer to her as Jack Daniels from now on because it's pretty much the best name ever.
We're going for corporate sponsorship.
We are, yes. Actually, that would make these podcasts a little easier with a little
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels, if you will. She is a very hard cop. She's gritty. She's absolutely real. And she wants nothing more than to make sure that the villains are behind bars and she can live another day.
Sounds a little cliche, doesn't it?
A little bit. Are you asking me or are you asking the audience?
I'm asking myself because you read this book this week and you were telling me about it. And Jack Daniels, you know, the hard-nosed cop who's bad at relationships. And why isn't that a too hot? Like, why do the cliches work?
I think, first of all, it's the fact, you know, that you do have a woman in this cop role.
Yeah.
And the author didn't make her, you know, despite the fact that her partner is a guy, the writer didn't make her sort of weak in any way.
Yeah.
But ultimately, she's just a character that really works, at least works for me, because she's got that really, really hard edge and mm-hmm. the sort of vengeance factor of you. I'm going to get you because you are psychotic.
Yeah.
And, you know, and also, I am alone. You know, I've spent all of my life doing this work, mm-hmm. yet I don't have a relationship. So she was a really well-rounded character that I really believed. You know, in addition to that, she's gets into fights that are just absolutely believable. Like, you believe that she can, you know, she gets beat up pretty badly and she's injured for a lot of parts of the book. But, you know, you absolutely believe that she can take down these guys.
But the cliche kind of goes beyond just the, you know, the hard-nosed detective whose sole purpose is to pursue crime. There are other cliches in this book, aren't there?
Yes. I mean, you have the partner who really likes to eat food. You have the bumbling FBI agents. You have a stereotypical serial killer. And the thing is, though, that all of these characters absolutely work because of the way that the author writes them. There's no moment in time where you think, oh, this isn't believable. This character wouldn't act in this way. Mm-hmm. And so part of me thinks that the author was not taking it seriously, but at the same time taking it super seriously, because we get a lot of humor interlaced with, you know, I mean, the name of the novel is Whiskey Sour, and you have Jack Daniels as a main character, you know, and
which works,
you know, the book acknowledges these facts and it acknowledges the funny parts, but then It also is really gritty, and I had to turn the lights on a couple of times because I was scared a little bit.
So you're saying that you can write yourself out of a cliche if you do it really well.
Yes, absolutely. If you do, because I mean, at the same time of acknowledging the fact that you're writing a cliche, You know, because people are, you're serious. Your name is Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
You know.
You wink at it, but then on the other hand.
You could wink at it and still have it not work. It could still fall apart. So the author just did the right nods and did the right, you know, the right things to make it work for me.
So with all that balancing, you know, between the very comedic parts, the very surreal, the very tongue-in-cheek parts, with the very
dark,
tense and dark descriptions of violent crime, the acts by a perturbed man, how did that balance work? Like, it would seem to me that that would just be like a roller coaster ride, and you'd feel like it was written in a very choppy kind of way.
Which it wasn't at all. I mean,
so how did Conrath get around that?
I'll tell you what it was like reading the book. Are you ready for this?
Okay. Yes, please.
So I settled in.
We have an audio description of a book.
Settled in around 9. No, actually. So starting to read the book. You know, it's the typical, let's introduce these, we're getting introductions to characters. Mm-hmm. We're, okay, this is what the plot's going to be about. And in about, like, less than 20 pages, all of a sudden, I was just into this book. And it starts off slowly, but the way that the author pulls the tension in this book is just incredible. Because, you know, it's a mystery, but the thriller aspect, you know, he plays a lot with, you know, what the killer is doing or has done and has set up for our main character.
Yeah.
And she's taking her time getting there. And all the while you're thinking, oh, my God, like something really bad is going to happen. And so it was this constant like pull and push of the main character moving forward, where you already knew where the killer was or what he was trying to do.
They revealed the killer's next step, and then you get to take the ride along with the main character to the fruition.
Exactly.
Of the diabolical plan.
Whether it's good or bad. And so in that way, it just kept me turning pages and the lights on, let's be honest, because it's, you know, as a woman reading about a woman going through these things, it was pretty intense.
There's something to be said about drawing it out and really savoring it, especially when the reader knows what's going
to
happen.
And I mean, to do it right, because it's so easy to do it wrong. Like, I don't want to say wrong, but it's so easy to do it in a way that is not as either like gives you satisfaction or just doesn't pull you along in the right way.
Yeah.
Where you're then, like, well, I know what's going to happen.
And
it's fine.
And then if you don't, that whole tongue-in-cheek premise of the name and the character and the bumbling cops, that kind of unravels. Like, you pull that thread and it all comes undone.
Exactly.
So it's really about the execution. There's a lot that this book got right.
Oh, yeah. Which is pretty much all of it. I was going to say all of the book.
Yeah.
And I say that because when I read a book, the primary thing that I'm wanting out of it is what we discussed at the beginning, are why do we like reading? Because it gives me a bad night's sleep.
And a good book is a bad night's sleep. Yeah, we should have t-shirts made.
We should. And there should be a little, like, butterfly. No, I don't know. I'm not.
just books.
Yeah. Well, anyways, moving along. You totally threw me. What was I saying?
I don't remember.
Oh, good. I'm thinking about butterflies now.
Okay, butterfly t-shirts, go.
I'll go with it, yeah.
Just talking
about,
Well, it's
staying up all night and the you have to turn the page. There's no other option but to turn that page. You know it's 2:30 in the morning, or, you know you're sitting up by yourself with all the lights on. You don't care. You just want to find out what happens. And to me, that makes an excellent book. That is the purpose of reading.
Yeah.
So if you can nail that, you know, again, I, within the, when I read these books, I start with the intention of keeping my mind open for too hot, too cold, and just right. Mm-hmm. And with this one, within the first 20 pages, I completely forgot about it. Like, yeah. I was so absorbed in the world and the characters, in her survival, in getting this killer caught, that it was just all a just right for me.
I have one just right to add. Because,
do you?
Yeah, the bad guy is just the bad guy.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's been kind of a twist towards the anti-hero, which I think this book avoids. But then also, you know, explaining the bad. Why is the bad guy bad? We have so much science and so much more knowledge about the human condition that we can often pinpoint to why someone would go down a path to become, in this case, a serial killer. It kind of takes the fun out of rooting against someone. I don't care why this character is doing this, because it doesn't add to the tenseness of the actions if they're well written.
And
you don't, this character doesn't need a backstory.
It's absolutely true. Now, mind you, this book was written 10 years ago, if not more.
Wow, yeah, okay.
So it is a sign of the times, too, right? Where it's like more recently, and I think we're sort of coming out of that now, where exactly as you said, there's the villain that you love, or the main character that you love to hate, basically.
Yeah.
And while there was a bit, like, little pieces of explanation as to why the killer...
Yeah, you need a little bit of a dusting of it, but
it
you
was,
don't need to go into
I did not feel sympathetic with him at any point. You know, it was... This guy was out to inflict harm, and he was succeeding in a very ruthless, and you want him to get caught. There is no...
Yeah. And stylistically, you know, there was a choice made to write the protagonist parts, the detective, Jack Daniels, in the first person.
Yes.
And then the killer
in third. Right.
Yeah.
So it's to me, it's a deliberate thing, because you want your protagonist to be in first person because you're in her mind.
Yeah, it's an eye.
And you... It also makes it that much creepier when you have the killer in third person, you know what he's doing, and then you go back into first person and you know where she's going and what's sort of set up for her. Also, if you can't really do a killer in first person, because you kind of then know what he's...
Then you humanize the character
and
you kind of take the sting out of the character.
Yeah,
right?
And not only that, but then you're kind of you're more inside his head, and he would reveal a bit more of why he's doing this elaborate killing spree. I don't know.
That was J.A. Conrath's Whiskey Sour, which is the first in now a very long series of the Jack Daniels mystery series. Crystal, where do we find this book?
This book is on Amazon. And if you actually go to his website, he's got all, you know, the rest of his, he's got quite an extensive list of self-pubbed books. So you should check him out, because he's kind of awesome.
And who do you recommend reads this book?
Not for the faint of heart.
Not for anyone without electricity.
Yeah, no.
Turn on the lights
or a candle. That'd be a fire hazard.
Yes, definitely.
Flailing of the arms. So, you know, if you're a fan of women's fiction and you like lighter reads, I probably would suggest you don't read this. If you like crime, dramas, thrillers, horror...
Page turners,
yeah,
there
hands down.
Go.
Then I would recommend you read this book.
And where do you find us?
We are on Twitter.
Yep.
At Everything's Temp, Facebook, Everything's Temporary, iTunes, Goldilocks and the Three Cares, YouTube, Everything's Temporary, and as always, you can find us on www.everythingstemporary.com. And
there's more.
If you would like us to do a request, please reach out to us at info@everythingstemporary.com, and we'll take a look at your book.
Yeah, we've done a large number of requests, and we're still continuing to do them, everybody. This has been the Goldilocks and the Three Cares podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, tell a friend, tweet, share. What do people do now? Instagram?
Call someone.
Instagram this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
If you can figure out a way... You're winning.
Take a picture of yourself listening to it.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Crystal. Until next time, keep reading.
You working? Okay. We're going to try counting down. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Three.
Four.
Wait. One.
Stop. Oh, sorry.